Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Wayne Ambler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Turbeville. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Turbeville. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Dean picks up the ball and throws it to Ambler, who tags the runner out. Walker moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Appling steals second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turbeville fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Turbeville. Sewell moves to second. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker, who is chasing the ball. Dean reaches third base with a triple. George Turbeville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turbeville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dean scores. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turbeville fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Dean hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hayes moves to third. Pete moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell is walked intentionally. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich takes first base on ball 4. Hayes scores. Pete moves to third. Sewell moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Turbeville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turbeville is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Turbeville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bonura moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Appling moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Al Williams now pitching. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peet hits a line drive off the glove of Ambler, and into shallow right field. Peet reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Peet scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dietrich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to third. Dietrich moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Dietrich scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 9-3, White Sox. Herman Fink now pitching. Jack Rothrock now playing second base. Dwight Morris now playing center field. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morris moves to second. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Morris moves to third. Newsom moves to second. Herman Fink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fink strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Morris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peet is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Peet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dietrich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Moses strikes out. 1 out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Rothrock goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, White Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Doit Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe scores. Krivic moves to second. 2 outs. It's 10-4, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Peters moves to third. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dean for the out. Peters scores. Newsom moves to third. 1 out. It's 10-5, White Sox. Len Nelson pinch hits for Herman Finck. Len Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Newsom scores. Rothrock moves to second. It's 10-6, White Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Rothrock moves to third. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pete moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes scores. Two outs. It's 11-6, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete scores. It's 12-6, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Doit Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.